From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. Around 200 people gathered with signs and flags for a Defend DACA demonstration outside the Boone County Courthouse yesterday. Supporters came to show solidarity with DACA recipients, also known as Dreamers, and their opposition to Trump's decision to rescind the Obama-era program. The Columbia, Missourian reports that Missouri has 3,883 DACA applicants. The event was hosted by Como for Progress, an organization that advocates for progressive activism. The organization also urged the crowd to take action by signing petitions and calling state and local representatives. The infant mortality rate in the Boot Heel region of Missouri is among the highest in the nation, prompting an education effort aimed at keeping babies safe. The Sykeston Standard Democrat reports that a child born in a six-county area of the southeast corner of Missouri is less likely to survive its first year than a child born in Romania, Tonga, or Botswana. In some areas of the Boot Heel, the infant mortality rate is as high as 11.7 deaths per 1,000, compared to the Missouri rate of 6.5 deaths. The organization Boot Heel Babies and Families is promoting safe sleep education for parents and caregivers, citing that about 50% of infant deaths in 2016 were caused by unsafe sleep habits like bed sharing and suffocation. A group of clergy is warning a judge about potential unrest if a former St. Louis police officer is acquitted of first-degree murder in the 2011 killing of a black man following a high-speed chase. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports about 25 St. Louis clergy members read a letter Friday to Judge Timothy Wilson, who is weighing the case against Jason Stockley. Stockley is charged with killing 24-year-old Anthony Lamar Smith, a drug suspect after a car chase. Prosecutors allege that Stockley planted a gun in Smith's car after he shot him. The Reverend Clinton Stansel read the clergy's letter, and he says the group doesn't condone violence, but he predicts protests if Stockley isn't convicted. Testimony concluded last month, but it's unclear when Judge Wilson will rule. A city project intended to improve the riparian area along Grindstone Creek is moving forward, part of a larger effort to reduce pollution in Hinkson Creek. The project will take place in the former sewer treatment lagoon site behind the El Chaparral neighborhood off of East Broadway. The city will add a new bioswale, a landscape element used to limit pollution in stormwater. The city will also put in new piping to redirect stormwater flow, which currently flows directly into the creek with no treatment. The project is expected to be carried out over the next 2 years and will cost about $20,000, coming from the city's stormwater fund. I'm Lily Oppenheimer, KBIA News, Columbia.